From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. A big show today. Tim Meadows, also known as the ladies' man from Saturday Night Live, will join us later to play our game and give us dating tips. But first, some huge news this week. We cannot wait another second to get to it. Oprah Winfrey admitted an error, which raises all kinds of serious theological questions. But still, after weeks of criticism directed at her pet author, James Frey, she had him back in the program to confront him about the lies he told in his memoir. Let me repeat the important thing. She had him back on the program. And everybody knows, after each appearance on Oprah, you get another cottage in the Hamptons. So, Oprah, if you're listening, we lie all the time. We lie when we open our mouths. For example, Carl's voice, it's not how he talks. That's not how he talks. This is how he talks.
Oh, thanks a lot, Peter. There goes my morning edition gig.
So...
Carl is droopy dog?
It's true. So, Oprah, we're ready to come on your show and grow, you know? We're ready whenever you are. While we're waiting for her to call. It's your turn. Give us a call. 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Andrea Trevac from West Bloomfield, Michigan.
Hey, Andrea. How are things in West Bloomfield?
Pretty mild, actually. This has been kind of a strange winter here this year.
What do you do there in West Bloomfield, Michigan?
What do I do? I am a bar and bat mitzvah tutor and a musician and a mom.
A bar and bat mitzvah tutor?
Yes. I prepare the young ones for their big day.
Really? Do you do the religious education or more the deportment and grace charm part of the aspect?
Well, preparing the actual stuff that they do for the service, reading from the Torah and writing their speech and all that kind of stuff.
You don't like hang the disco balls or anything?
No.
All right. Well, welcome to our show, Andrea. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, a television personality and author of the book All the President's Pets, Mr. Mo Rocca.
Hello, Mo.
Hi, Andrea.
Pleased to meet you.
Next, co-author of the Reliable Source column for the Washington Post, Ms. Roxanne Roberts.
So, Andrea, are you going to go to the Super Bowl?
No, I couldn't get a ticket.
That seems unfair.
Us local folks don't get to go.
And lastly, writer, performer, and author of the new novel Schrodinger's Ball, Mr. Adam Felber.
Shalom, Andrea.
Shalom.
Andrea, welcome to the show. Now, you're going to start us off by playing a round of Carl Castle's Countdown. You'd be familiar with this. With your experience at bar mitzvahs, Carl is now getting out his turntable. He's going to spin for you three hits. Each of them describes, in some way, a story from the week's news. Your job, of course, is to hear the tune, name the news story. Ready to go?
Okay.
All right, Carl, what is up first?
Peter, it's the original riot girl, Joan Jett. And here she is singing about an organization whose bad reputation didn't hurt them at all.
So who, despite their bad reputation, managed to win a big election this week?
Would that be Hamas?
It would be Hamas. Very good. Remember when President Bush said we could defeat the terrorists by letting the people of the Middle East vote for their own leaders?
Oh.
Well, what if they vote for the terrorists? Hamas won really big in the Palestinian elections with their Leave No Suicide Bomber Behind platform. President Bush reacted this way, quote, "We are watching liberty spread across the Middle East."
What I think is so amazing about this is that it's the worst thing that could possibly happen to Hamas.
Why?
Because, you know, in the eyes of the Palestinians, they're this like kind of romantic rebel organization, and now they're going to be the people who, for some reason, can't get the post office open by 9. All these little old Palestinian ladies are going to be raging against Hamas. You know, where are the new stamps?
So imagine
they lost their street cred.
Absolutely.
Man, sellouts, as Hamas guys.
Their early stuff was so much better.
Awesome, seriously.
So, Carl, what's next in the turntable?
Well, Peter, it's Boz Scaggs from 1976 with his inadvertent tribute to someone who stepped even closer to his new job this week.
Sounds like it.
That's great.
We've been humming that for weeks around the office. That's basically what Republicans in the Senate were singing about whom?
Sam Alito.
Of course. Who else? Thank God Harriet Myers got withdrawn, because I don't think Boz Scaggs sang anything that sounded
nothing
like her.
No.
The Senate Judiciary Committee approved Mr. Alito's appointment to the Supreme Court on a party-line vote. The Republicans all accused the Democrats of setting a very bad precedent by voting against a Supreme Court justice just because they don't like what he believes. Democrats took pride, though, in their newfound unity and clout. Sure, they couldn't stop Alito's appointment and the inevitable rightward turn of the court, but working together, they did manage to make his wife cry. Mm, yeah.
Well, sure, we didn't win the vote, but we took Orrin Hatch's milk money.
Carl, time for one more spin. What you got for us?
Okay, Peter, it's those 70s balladeers bread singing about what everyone in Washington has been searching for this week.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you?
So all around Washington, D.C., people were looking for a picture or pictures that could speak a thousand words, a picture of President Bush with whom?
Oh, boy, I think you got me on this one. Let me think.
This guy's been very much in the news. He used to be everybody's best friend if you were a Republican, and now nobody wants to be associated with him.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have another clue.
Abram, what?
You were there.
You had it. Say it again. You had it.
Abramoff.
Yes, there Jack Abramoff.
Nice.
Mr. Abramoff, of course, is a lifelong Republican activist. He raised loads of money for the Bush-Cheney reelection campaigns. So there has to be pictures of him with the president.
If he shows up on film.
Yes. Well, be that as it may, the White House refuses to admit whether such pictures exist while at the same time refusing to hand them over. I'm just going to ask, Mo, what was your hint going to be?
Oh, I was going to say that he is somebody who converted to Orthodox Judaism after seeing Fiddler on the Roof, which is actually true. A biographical detail.
And
who was the star of Fiddler?
Oh, well, Topol in the movie.
The movie version.
He didn't see Zira Mostel in it.
Okay. Yeah.
Carl, how did Andrea do in our quiz?
Well, she did perfectly well, Peter. She had 3 correct answers. Andrea, you win our prize.
Yay.
Very good.